Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good evening. The show begins tonight, pondering Cuba. What is to be done? I speak with Cliff May about the visit by the DCI, the Director of Central Intelligence, Mr. Ratcliffe, to Cuba to make an offer to the regime, the brute regime, go with $100 million or stay and face ruin. The Cuban people deserve freedom. You cannot provide it. You cannot provide an economy. Go. The choice they're given is money and exile forever, or poverty and worse ahead for the people of Cuba and for their brute regime. The response was not adequate to the offer, I'm told. More later. It's a similar approach that has been taken in Caracas. Work with us or blazes with you. And that could be working in other countries such as Tehran, if they'd allow it. However, that's what foreign policy is all about. It takes a while. I then have conversations with Gordon Chang and his colleagues, Jim Fennell, Captain U.S. Navy, retired, General Blaine Holt, U.S. Air Force, retired, Charles Burton, a Canadian diplomat, about the Chinese threat to the Philippines, to the United States, to East Asia, to trade with Canada, why the Chinese continue to threaten their neighbors and threaten the world. Gordon tells me it's an expression of arrogance and supremacy. Everything would work if they were ready to work together as opposed to stealing and bullying and locking up their boasting about their new surveillance techniques because of AI. Strange thing to boast about. They have approached something called Pre-Crime to the Rescue, which is a very famous novel called Minority Reports. Movie, too, I think. Once Upon a Time, Philip K. Dick, 1950s. I think he died in the 60s. Science fiction writer. Hollywood loves Philip K. Dick. And apparently the Chinese do, too, because they can identify who's going to commit a crime before he commits it, or she, and intervene, according to the release. Conversation also about Canada and China. Mr. Carney believes that being friendly to China would offset the losses of being curt to the United States. It's way out of proportion. The trade with the United States is easy and magnificent, well-practiced, fair-minded. Trade with China is one-sided. You buy their product, they won't buy yours. What they will do is sell you everything you need from the technology that they probably borrowed from you. As Chinese business practices, as practiced by the Chinese Communist Party. Then a conversation with Michael Bernstein about Russia's resources. The barrels of oil, the refined oil, diesel, etc., aviation fuel, and gasoline, and their customers, India, Turkey, China, and what they can charge and get away with, and what they need. Also, at the same time, Ukraine continues to hit refineries, meaning the Russians no longer have enough to export refined oil. They're holding it in the country, mandating that it not be sold overseas. They don't have enough diesel to sell, even though they'd get a better price. Because of these Ukrainian attacks, two refineries hit in these last days, a spectacular strike on the refinery outside of Moscow, the weekend of the Great Victory Parade. By drones, nothing fancy, no big fancy expensive missile, nothing ballistic, no cruise missile, a low-flying drone in swarms, we can imagine, striking exactly the right place to set the refineries on fire. Some can be repaired quickly, some not, some burned to the ground. It's damaged Russia's ability to export, that is, to be in the world. But it continues its aggression against Kyiv, and Kyiv continues to get better and better about drones, becoming the world master of drones. Then a conversation with Bob Zimmerman about space matters, chiefly about SpaceX, successful in their 12th launch of Starship on top of Super Heavy. Super Heavy did not return to the chopsticks. Instead, it crashed into the Gulf of Mexico. Controlled landing for Starship to the surface of the Indian Ocean, and then it exploded at the top and destroyed itself, as planned. Everything's going very well for the Earth-Moon system, except for this schedule that Mr. Trump's administration has imposed on NASA, a man landing on the moon by 28, because that's when Trump is in office. Nobody gets too worried about it. It'll happen or it won't happen. Everything has to work perfectly, and the trials ahead for SpaceX, for Blue Origin, because they all have pieces of the contract. And the big picture for Mr. Isaacman of NASA is how many landings, how many launches, how many landings, how much delivered to the surface of the moon over the phase one, phase two, phase three. It's all very imaginative and ambitious. If it's done in 25 years, it's adequate. A new discovery also I learned from my friend Doug Massier about a substance that's called scandium oxide, made from theoretical moon dust, can be turned into a paste that is shielding, or perhaps into solid objects that can build modules out of. Scandium oxide. It's rare enough here on Earth, but apparently there's plenty of it on the moon. It turns into a pink dust. Then you heat it at very high temperatures, and chemically you get a new substance. More to discover on the surface of the moon. And then a conversation with my friend Craig Unger, who's just back from Finland, where he gave a talk on his books, House of Trump, House of Putin, and American Compromat, about the Soviet Union's persuasion of the young Donald Trump to become an asset, something that never was going to be exposed except for becoming president of the United States. Very strange. The whole story is strange, quite believable and strange. In 100 years, they'll have the story. 50 years, they'll have the story. Maybe 20, maybe 10. We've got the story now, but it's not generally accepted. It's not accepted. I mean, Trump is unpopular enough, but they're not going to accept the fact that he's been a Soviet asset since the 1980s. Not easily. There's plenty of proof, too. And the KGB talks about, the ex-KGB talks about it all the time. We've all seen too many movies. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Price is higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.